It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. Hope you're having a damn good Monday night. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody who's tuned in and locked in all over North America. People listening on the free Odyssey app, people locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, all my folks on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker, where all you have to do is ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. This is the beginning. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. Tonight's a good night for football. I know we get some crap primetime matchups typically on Monday night and Thursday night, but we got a good one. Right now, the Kansas City Chiefs are beating the Eagles 17-7. They just came out of halftime. About 4 minutes have gone by here in the second half of the game. We know this is a Super Bowl matchup from what we got earlier this year. And we've seen a couple of turnovers. We've seen some penalties. We've seen a lot of sacks. In a general sense, the Eagles do have the best rushing defense in the entire NFL. And tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs, they've been able to rush for 153 yards. I mean, I think in general, heading into tonight, as an overall, the Eagles have given up, I think about 600 yards total rushing this season, which is absolutely amazing. So we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. The Chiefs trying to establish, once again, dominance here in the NFL against their Super Bowl opponent, who they beat. So we'll keep you up to date there. Some other interesting news so far tonight. Nikola Jokic thrown out in the second quarter of a Nuggets win against the Pistons. Nikola Jokic not happy with the lack of foul calls, and he got the boot. And then Angel Reese still didn't play for LSU, the Lady Tigers. They took on Texas Southern, and I'm sure throughout the course of the night and into tomorrow, there'll be even more conversations as to where the hell Angel Reese is at for LSU. You didn't think we'd talk about women's basketball so early in the show, but here we are. There's so much that we need to get into. If you want to talk to me at any point, it's real simple. We got a phone number here. It's connected to multiple lines. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can get a hold of me online as well. If you're someone who uses the internet to waste your time, I'm there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Shep is here with us too. Shep, how are you this Monday evening?
I'm doing well, JR. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good, man. I'm smooth. Thank you. So we have so much that I want to get into. Outside of talking about Monday Night Football when it concludes, we've had a busy weekend slate of football. We know once again we have another short week. Thanksgiving is on Thursday, so we'll have the traditional slate of games. And then we also have a Black Friday game on Friday, which is a first because of Amazon. Amazon will be streaming a Black Friday game, and I know the world can't wait to watch it. It'll be the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. But for the New York Jets, they will not be trotting out the sad quarterback corpse of Zach Wilson, because Rob Saleh let everybody know today, after they got spanked, destroyed, eviscerated, ripped apart by the Buffalo Bills, the final score there, 32-6, Zach Wilson is done. Head coach Rob Saleh decided to sit him down yesterday after going 7-15 passing, 81 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. They decided to put Tim Boyle out there. Yeah, Tim Boyle. Who the hell is he? Yeah, good point. Unless you're a Detroit Lions fan or hardcore, you've probably never seen Tim Boyle throw a football. He proceeded to go out there, and he threw an interception himself. So I guess he's right in line here with Zach Wilson. So Robert Saleh, he told everybody today, Zach is sitting down, and he's not even going to be quarterback number two. Trevor Siemian, coming off the practice squad, he is going to be QB2, and Tim Boyle is going to get the start on Friday against the Dolphins. This is Robert Saleh from earlier today.
Decision to go with Tim Boyle this week?
Just give him an opportunity. A different style of quarterback. So really it's just to give him an opportunity to see if we can do something with the offense.
What will the status of Zach be this week, Robert? Is Trevor going to be the backup? Is Zach going to be the backup?
All three will be up on game day. Trevor will be the immediate backup.
Gut punch. Rob Saleh came in with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson selected number two by Joe Douglas in the 2021 draft. Zach Wilson is 11-20 as a starter. This man has thrown 21 career touchdowns to 25 career interceptions. He was benched two times last year. He's been injured over the past couple of seasons. He's only playing right now because Aaron Rodgers went down with that blown out Achilles. And the reason why Aaron Rodgers is even a New York Jet is because Zach Wilson has sucked. The New York Jets are not going to pick up this man's fifth-year option. They got one more year left of him to actually pay him. And there have even been reports and words that the New York Jets might release him when the season is done and just eat his contract without him being on the team. And so Zach Wilson, yeah, he's making tons of money, but he's probably crying in his milk right now. Someone not crying at the opportunity is the guy replacing him, Tim Boyle. Yes, one of the most exciting backup quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. Tim Boyle was cut by the New York Jets before the season started. They added him back to the roster after Rodgers got hurt. He threw 8 passes for the Bears last year. Sure, nobody wanted to see that. He had 3 starts for the Lions in 2021. They were all losses. He also threw 6 interceptions. And so, yeah, you want to go ahead and try something different with Tim Boyle? I'm assuming that the New York Jets are going to get the same results on Friday against the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to go out there and run a track meet, and I'm almost certain that the New York Jets are not going to be able to keep up. Regardless of that fact, congratulations, Tim Boyle. He spoke to the media as well, and he decided to thank Zach Wilson and show him some love. Why not?
I do have to say this. I'm extremely proud of Zach. You know, he's just how he's handled everything this year. He's done a really good job, and you know, he's been extremely encouraging over the the past quarter. And he's learned a lot of respect from me, and I think a lot of respect from the offense. So my heart goes out to him. Obviously, not a comfortable situation, but
it's uncomfortable about it. Yeah, Zach Wilson is better than what he did last year, where he basically told the defense, "Yeah, I don't owe them nothing. Yeah, I suck, but I don't owe them nothing." This year, he hasn't done that. He's been a team-first guy. Zach Wilson saying all the right things. Not throwing a defense under the bus. I guess he's learned a couple of things. Me, I don't feel that bad for him. Or if I was his teammate, I wouldn't feel that bad. This man is making $35 million guaranteed to be a bust. The New York Jets, and this is not an exaggeration, this is not a joke, this is not hyperbole. With Zach Wilson at the helm, the New York Jets are on pace for the worst third down offense in NFL history. They can't get past first down, second down. Damn it, it could be third and one. They couldn't even get that yard. I don't know what Zach Wilson's going to have to do after this, but I guess he's going to have to count his money, all of it. And if I'm the New York Jets defense, which happens to be one of the best in the league, ain't nobody excited about Tim Boyle. Yeah, it's a quarterback switch, but I mean, what? Maybe Simeon takes over, and who's going to be excited about him? Rob Saleh has basically been criticized the majority of the season for still trotting Zach Wilson out there. Rob Saleh, he talked about why and how this was a difficult situation for Zach Wilson from the get-go.
We think Zach is incredibly talented. Felt like he'd get an opportunity to sit behind Aaron and just learn if, you know, empathetically or sympathetically, when you look at Zach, he's never really had an opportunity to watch somebody play the position.
Not everybody does, man. Not everybody does. There's some dude named Stroud in Houston. He ain't watch anybody play. He's out there playing. Man, he actually has the Texans. Oh, my God, dare I say it. I didn't expect this. In playoff contention? And so, yeah, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to QBs, right? Everybody goes at their own pace. I mean, Patrick Mahomes had to sit behind Alex Smith. The next thing you know, he plays and boom, 50 touchdowns. Wow. One size doesn't fit all. Bryce Young is playing football right now. He got thrown into the fire with the Panthers, and everything around him sucks. And the last time I looked, they have, let me count how many wins. Carolina Panthers carry the one, divide by eight, five. They have one victory on the season. The Carolina Panthers are a complete disaster. There's not a one size fits all. But Zach Wilson has been given chances and opportunities. And it's not just this season where the New York Jets offensive line sucks, where you have someone like Alan Lazard who doesn't know that a football, when it's thrown your way, it belongs in your hands and not off of your chest. He doesn't know that. And then the fact that the offense wasn't, you know, built for him, it was built for that Aaron Rodgers guy. And so, yeah, sure. Yeah, things have sucked around Zach Wilson. I mean, dating back to the past season, man, you got an offensive coordinator and Matt LaFleur who tells you right out of the gate, he's like, oh, yeah, we did a bad job with Zach. That's not to say he was destined to fail, but the New York Jets are an ass organization, and Joe Douglas has one big ugly mark on his resume. There's not going to be any erasing Zach Wilson. And for the New York Jets in whole, they're 4-6. Every week we get an update on Aaron Rodgers about how he's doing. We see him on the sidelines before games. He's throwing a rock around. We see him sitting around with Pat McAfee on Tuesdays and I think Thursdays and Fridays. I guess that million-dollar check isn't enough. He needs another gig. Aaron Rodgers is telling everybody about his recovery. I'm sure tomorrow Aaron Rodgers will be asked about Zach and will tell us that he's a good kid and he has a lot of potential. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is going to try to boost him up for whatever sad sack team decides to give him a chance next. That's a good teammate by Aaron Rodgers. And so the New York Jets, I got to be honest, their season destined to crash and burn the minute that Aaron Rodgers went down. At least the New York Jets don't have to make a decision about his fifth-year option next year, that being Zach Wilson. They've already decided to cut the dead weight. The New York Jets, the brass, Joe Douglas, and to a certain extent Rob Saleh, they're already starting to CYA. Or CTA, cover their asses. Because Joe Douglas is going to be criticized. The New York Jets once again can't develop a quarterback. The New York Jets offense once again stinks. The New York Jets once again, due to injury, have crapped the bed when it comes down to expectations. And once again, the New York Jets are rolling out a quarterback that nobody gives a damn about. Exciting. Friday afternoon. Black Friday football. Get used to saying that. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you for the branding. Can't wait. Tim Boyle versus Tua Tagovailoa. Can't wait to see how many points the New York Jets are going to put up. It might be a bloodbath. Hey, it might look like Walmart on Black Friday. All these people rushing to the stores to buy a bunch of nonsense. Hopefully nobody gets trampled or hurt, but I'll save the beating, I think, for certain when the Dolphins take on the Jets. Congratulations to the Jets for actually making a move. Hey, and good on Zach Wilson. Welcome to a backup world here in the NFL. That's if the league even decides to keep you. New York Jets move on from Zach Wilson. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be holding it down for the next few hours. We'll get into Monday Night Football right now. The Kansas City Chiefs still lead the Eagles 17-7. A little less than 7 minutes left in the third quarter. We got a lot to do. If you want to talk to me, the number is here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, we're going to get into Monday Night Football when it concludes. I do want to talk to you about some other head coaches in the NFL not named Robert Saleh. I do want to talk some college football. There's a hurting head coach in the college ranks. His name is Deion Sanders. He's having a tough go-around. Speaking of tough, we got some quarterbacks in college with a tough go-around. Caleb Williams is feeling hurt. I think his feelings are hurt. And how about this? We come back from break. We'll talk about a quarterback who legitimately is hurt. His name, Jordan Travis. And then I got news on somebody else. There's another dude in the NFL right now. He got benched, and he's getting a second chance and another opportunity. I'll tell you who that is. We have so much to do. I'm just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Monday Night Football matchup between the Eagles and the Chiefs just got a little closer. Jalen Hurts just scored on a 10-yard rush. The score is now 17-14. Kansas City over Philadelphia. About 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues to roll on. Right before we went to break, I shared with you some quarterback news that took place earlier today. The New York Jets finally decided to pull the plug on Zach Wilson, who may have probably and likely played his last snap with the New York Jets. I have some additional quarterback news to share with you, one on the college side and another on the NFL side. We got two different QBs who are getting potentially new lease at life. Well, let's get to the college side first. Jordan Travis, this man is done. Okay, we know about Florida State trying to hang in there with the college football playoff. There's going to be a big conversation as to whether or not they deserve a chance and an opportunity. They got the Gators up next. But this past Saturday, they were taking on North Alabama. I know, don't get me started. And Florida State decided to smack the living hell out of them. The final score there, 58-13. Florida State, the Seminoles, all my folks down in Tallahassee, they currently have a record of 11-0. And Jordan Travis, been having an amazing season. Almost 2,800 yards passing to go along with 20 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He is right there when you talk about Florida State quarterbacks, when you want to think about what he's been able to do just in his career since transferring over from Louisville. he's in that space with the Charlie Wards and the Jameses, okay? And no, there's no championship there. But in the record books, he's in that space. Unfortunately, we saw him go down. His leg went the wrong damn direction out there on that field. They had to take him off of the field in an air cast. And he says his career in college football is now done. He decided to share on social media. That's where everything exists. He says, I've been overwhelmed by the support from my teammates, coaches, the Florida State community, everybody around the world. Although the injury marks the end of my Seminole playing career, the great memories created here at FSU will never fade. He says the job isn't finished. Go Noles. They're going to take on the Gators next. Okay, fine, whatever. And then if you got to think about the ACC championship game, they got Louisville next. That ain't going to be so easy. And so there should be some concern about whether or not they decide to, you know, jump and stay into that Final Four for the college football playoff. I don't expect it. I think that spot will now go to Washington. And so Mike Norvell has already talked to his players about what this could potentially mean for the rest of the season. He says they aren't necessarily worrying about it. He said that's why we go out and we play the games. And here, Mike Norvell, he talked about his team's response when Jordan Travis went down. Listen to this.
They came in yesterday with purpose. You know, everybody has, I mean, we all are, like I said, this is truly a family, and this is, you, our guys care about each other. And, you know, when you have, you know, one of the elite leaders, you know, one of the, you know, Jordan will be talked about forever in this program, you know, and it's, and what I love is that it's not necessarily going to be just about his playing ability. It's going to be about who he is. And, you know, I think you feel that impact. And so, you know, there's concern. A lot of guys have gotten a chance to go and see him and spend some time with him. And so, you know, and he's sent his message to the team and, you know, make sure he's communicated, you know, throughout this weekend. But, you know, there's also an expectation and there's a responsibility that we have, you know, for him because, you know, he's been such a huge part of this journey and, you know, we've got work to do. And, you know, that's something that, you know, he's echoed, we've echoed, and it's, you know, it's we got to go put it in. And that's what we've been built on, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Come on, man, let's be real. They done. I mean, there are a lot of folks who are already on the fence about Florida State just kind of hanging out there in the fourth slot since the college football playoff rankings started to be released a few weeks ago. People are like, okay. I mean, people are calling me up. What do you think about this? Or what do you think about the Pac-12 teams? And why about that? Listen, if you had a question mark about their potential to make the playoff, they're cooked. They're done. That's it. I mean, what are they going to do now? They're going to just roll the hell on over Florida? I mean, even I've heard their offensive line is also dealing with injuries. Let's just call a spade. It's over for the Seminoles. And, yes, for Mike Norvell, he's the head coach. That's what he's supposed to say. Who cares what people say about us? We're not going to roll over. We're not going anywhere. Yeah, that's fine. But for the rest of America in the whole, for people who don't live and stay in Tallahassee, don't care about the Florida State Seminoles, this is done. It is. I wish Jordan Travis nothing but the best in his recovery. Mike Norvell is 100% correct. He is going to, as I mentioned, he's going to be up there when you talk about some of the best quarterbacks that they've had in their program's history. Look, Florida State, and I've been at their athletic center, they have a real nice, beautiful, I don't know what the hell you call it, center, office building. You walk into that place, and it's one giant atrium. And then there are pillars, and then there's trophies, and then there's giant photos on the wall of players who have gone pro in every sport imaginable, whether it happens to be basketball or football. And he's correct. Jordan Travis is going to have a gigantic printout of his face, and they're going to hang it in the lobby. Unfortunately, you won't see more than that because he won't be playing, A, and they're not going to get into the playoff. And that part sucks because you don't want to see anybody, go down to an injury. All the best to Jordan Travis in his recovery. Now, having said that, Jordan Travis is done in college. I want to tell you about an NFL quarterback. he's getting a second lease at life right now. That dude's name? Desmond Ridder. Right here in Atlanta with me, with the Atlanta Falcons. Let me give you a secret. Fill you in on something if you haven't heard by now. People here have been sick of Desmond Ridder. People here in Atlanta, Georgia, have not wanted to see this man throw a football for weeks now. And now he's going to get another opportunity to do so because the guy that replaced him in Trevor Heinicke, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. And so Desmond Ridder gets his job back. Arthur Smith, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, who, by the way, let me give you another secret. A lot of people here in Atlanta, they're sick of Arthur Smith, too. Here's another secret. There are a lot of people here in Atlanta who cannot understand why the team has so many offensive weapons and they don't go to him. But Desmond Ridder is back. He's going to be here for the rest of the season. And so after the Atlanta Falcons have embarrassed themselves, three straight losses, Will Levis gets his first start, boom, four touchdowns. Falcons lose. Joshua Dobbs rolls out of bed, wakes up a Minnesota Viking, doesn't know his damn teammates, takes on the Falcons. Falcons lose. Kyler Murray comes back from getting his knee torn to shreds, plays his first game back, boom, takes on the Falcons. Falcons lose. That's three straight losses to quarterbacks in different circumstances that have not been ideal for the Falcons to actually go out there and lose, but they still do it. And so next up, Falcons take on their huge rival, the New Orleans Saints. And so Desmond Ridder, who had to replace Heinicke the last time when he pulled that hamstring, he's expected to go out there and be a difference maker. Huh. He's had to watch from the sidelines behind Heinicke. Both the Saints and Falcons are coming off of a bye week. And Desmond Ridder says, the time off has been a learning experience for me. Listen to this.
You get a different perspective of not only yourself, but, you know, as an offense as a whole. Sometimes I feel like, you know, whether it's practice or whatever, and then looking at myself, there's a lot of things that I could have went back and done better. Obviously, I could have protected the ball, but there's a lot of situations that could have led you to not get in those situations, whether it's footwork, whether it's your reads, whether it's your progression, it doesn't matter. So just finding little ways to get better. And then ultimately, at the end of the day, just staying calm back there, trusting your reads, trusting what you see, and that's going to make your play.
People can't stand this dude here. And for all the crap that was talked about years with Matt Ryan, people crapping on him, oh, we need a new QB. Well, you got one. And do you miss Matt Ryan yet? Do you? I mean, the fact that the Falcons, people still have some type of enthusiasm is only really rooted in the fact that right here, you take a look at the NFC South, it sucks. Carolina might as well not even exist in the NFL this season. Tampa Bay, who cares? Same record as the Falcons. You got New Orleans at 5-5. This is what's keeping Atlanta alive. The fact that they play in a garbage division in the NFC South. And so who knows? Maybe Desmond Ridder shows a little bit of life. For me, it's apparent they're a little afraid to even hand him the ball to make a decision. Everything is touch and go. So the Falcons, let's be real, man. Even if they fall into the playoffs by accident, they're just going to get smashed out. If New Orleans can't handle them, man, New Orleans doesn't deserve to go either. But one of these teams is going to go in, and maybe Tampa Bay still has some life as well. So hey, good luck to Desmond Ridder. His second lease at life. Yeah, I mean, look, Zach Wilson, how many times was he benched? Just twice last year. And he got a full season to play. Oh, that's right. Aaron Rodgers had to get hurt in the process. Hey, good luck to Desmond Ridder and all the best to Jordan Travis as he returns from his own injury. See what he does. Not in college, but in the NFL. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So, Desmond Ridder is coming back. Jordan Travis is done in college. And when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about someone who is, he might be close to getting done. Because the way he's talking to the media and the way he's talking to the fan base right now, he doesn't sound too comfortable. I'll tell you who he is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show, and I appreciate that they put you on where I can reach. And I just encourage you to continue what you do. Don't change, just get better at what you do, because it's really good.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard from Pat Boyle. Yeah, this Monday Night Football game is still rolling on. Kansas City leads 17-14. About 3 minutes have gone by here in the fourth quarter. The Eagles in their own territory facing a third and 10. It's been difficult for them to convert on third down throughout the course of the game. I don't think you're going to wake up and confuse them with the New York Jets, as they have now missed on another third down. But yes, Philadelphia not able to impose their will on teams, or at least on this team tonight, like they've done throughout the course of the season. So we'll keep you up to date. Kansas City over the Philadelphia Eagles right now, 17-14. Nick Sirianni out here battling against Andy Reid in a Super Bowl matchup. At least that matchup is one between two minds in the NFL. And we know Andy Reid, one of the greatest coaches the NFL has ever seen. And Nick Sirianni, certainly a great start on his coaching career, given his introductory press conference where he spent quite a bit of time kind of stammering and stumbling over his own words. There is a head coach in the NFL. Last night, yesterday, I should say, he stumbled over his own words. I think he put his foot in his mouth. I also think, all things considered, he is just having to buy time until he's gone. And I'm talking about Brandon Staley, head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers choke away another game, this time losing to Green Bay 23-20. Jordan Love goes out there and throws for more than 300 yards. Probably had the best game of his career in a comeback. And the Chargers just a complete disaster. We saw a major drop by Quentin Johnston. We saw this team give up more yards in the air, as I mentioned. This has been a defense, unfortunately, that is on its way, and close, actually, to having given up already 3,000 yards in the air. 3,000 yards in the air. And the Chargers are 4-6. What else is new? They look like a complete disaster. They look like a team that cannot close anybody out at the end of a game. When you think about the Chargers, they got 6 losses, right? They're 4-6. 5 of those 6 losses, or combined, a matter of fact, they've only lost by a combined 14 points. That's the margin where they've lost. 14 points total in 5 of those 6 losses. And so the Chargers can't get the job done at the end of a game. You know, Brandon Staley already told you earlier in the season, blowing that disastrous loss, or blowing that victory, I should say, against Jacksonville hasn't had any bearing on this season. Well, I guess things continue to get worse. Joey Bosa goes down and is carted off of the field yesterday with a sprained foot. And then Brandon Staley, he was a little ticked off yesterday because he was asked after the game, "Hey, Brandon, the defense has given up a crap ton of points, especially when it comes to yards in the air. Do you believe that you will give up your play calling duties on defense to help out the team?" And Brandon Staley decided to tell you, "I ain't worried about the defense and I ain't changing nothing." Listen to this.
"I have full confidence, like I've told you, and like I've told you from the beginning, I have full confidence in our way of playing. Full confidence in myself as the play caller and the way that we teach and the way that we scheme. Full confidence in that. We got to bring this group together and do it consistently. Okay. And that's where it's at. So you can stop asking that question. Okay. I'm going to be calling the defenses. Okay. So we're clear. So you don't have to ask that again."
Ooh, ouch. Spicy. Why should anybody have full confidence in this guy? Why should anybody have full confidence in the Chargers that their defense can actually stop somebody? And I know about all the talent that they have all over the field, but for whatever reason, they can't stop nobody. And I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but how the hell and why would anybody have full confidence in you when you keep losing and blowing close games? Why would anybody have confidence in you when, oh yeah, you don't want to hear about it, but you had a 27-0 lead against the Jaguars and you blew that in the playoffs? Why should anybody have full confidence in you? And what you just heard from Brandon Staley, that's not the part that garnered. Let me be real. Let me fix this. Let me correct myself. What you just heard from Brandon Staley is what garnered a lot of attention. It captured the headlines. I have full confidence in myself and I ain't changing nothing. Okay. Something else he said bothered me more and let me know that Brandon Staley is feeling the heat. He really is. He was also asked, hey, well, what do you want to say to the fans? Like, these losses are sickening. These drop passes, these missed opportunities, the defense that can't stop anybody. Brandon, what do you want to say to the fans? Listen to this.
I'm not here to talk to the fan base. I'm here to talk to my players, the locker room. I know that we give ourselves a chance to win every single week with the game plans that we have, okay? And we have done it here. You guys act like we've never played good defense. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. You act like we haven't made any improvements. Today in the run game, we played outstanding. We're rushing the quarterback well. What we got to do a better job of is in the passing game. And that's where our full attention is, and it's where it will continue to be. There were a lot of other things that caused us to lose today. It certainly wasn't our defense. It was the way we played as a team. We didn't play well enough on the red zone on offense. We dropped too many passes. Okay, we gave up a few killer sacks. Okay, we did this as a team. Stop making it about one unit, because that's not what happened out there today. Our team lost, and I am fully responsible for it, and I take full responsibility. But we lost as a team today, and that's the storyline.
Ooh, no, you're the storyline. And what the head coach never wants to be is the storyline. And you're the storyline for what you said. And why did what he say bother me a little bit more than his comments about the defense? No, man. You're not sitting down having media availability. You're not sitting down holding media availability for your players. You ain't doing it for the assembled media in the room. You're doing it for the fans, because I know it's 2023. A lot of people might be confused, but the media availability is for the media to share that information with the fans. The media availability exists so the media and the cameras and the pens and the typewriters, or the typewriters don't exist, the keypads, so all of that can share information to the fans. So the media, whether you like them or not, can be a conduit to the fans. And so any head coach, or specifically Brandon Staley, who's sitting around speaking into a podium, this message here isn't for, it's not for the fans, it's for my team. Man, you got it backwards. If you're a PR guy and you're working, or PR woman and you're working for the Chargers, you cringe when you hear that. This message isn't for the fans. This is for my team. No, man, that's not how it works. For all of that, you could have just stayed your ass up in a locker room. Nobody needs to hear your defense of your crap defense at the podium. We don't need that. If you got to use the podium to get a message across to the team, then you suck. And I know the Chargers, man, they've dealt with some choking years. Anthony Lynn, always at the end of a game, finding a new way to lose. Brandon Staley, can't close out a game. I mean, even Jordan Love is coming back, having a career game against you. Brandon Staley letting everybody know, I'm still going to be the dude running the defense. I'm going to call the plays. Well, I would hope so. This is what they hired you for, right? You were the Rams' defensive coordinator in 2020. Oh, that's nice. This man started off as a linebacker's coach. He's had a positive record here with the Chargers. But who cares about any of that when you can't get over the hump? And who cares about any of that when you can't even, keep your composure with the media? And I get it. Everybody's entitled to get upset. Everybody's entitled to have a bad day. But you really find out who and what people are when their backs are up against the wall. And Brandon Staley right now, he seems scared. Brandon Staley, even here in his third season, it's like the Chargers are going backwards. The injuries are not going to help. But neither is his defense giving up, 3,000 yards in the air. More than any other team in the NFL. Go look in the mirror. You figure out why your team sucks. I think the answer might be staring right back at you. Somebody go help out our Mr. Herbert. The next time we'll see the Chargers. Can't wait for this one. Sunday Night Football. Ravens, Chargers in Los Angeles. An opportunity here for Brandon Staley's team to lay another egg for America to watch. I can't wait for that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Out in Kansas City, the Chiefs, they lead temporarily 17-14. The Eagles got the ball, and they're attempting to punch it into the end zone with this brotherly shove. A little bit of a flag. Let's see what counts. And
looks like they're going to give it to him. Yeah.
Say again, Chef?
No, they're going to give it to him.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. 17-20 now. The Chiefs trail the Eagles. Let's see what the Eagles do here on a conversion. We'll give you an update on the other side of the break. About 6 minutes left in this game. The Eagles taking a lead. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We come back, we'll update you on this game, and we'll tell you about some other miserable coaches. There's even one in college. I'll tell you about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Is your inbox overflowing with Black Friday deals? The deal you won't want to miss is Blinds.com's biggest event all year. Save up to 50% site-wide at the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. For over 25 years, Blinds.com has provided a better way to buy window treatments. 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours to get a quote from pushy salespeople. And you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com's upfront pricing. From premium shades, blinds, shutters, and more, DIY, or let us handle measure and installation for you. Plus, get a free consultation with our Blinds.com design experts, always ready to help you make the perfect selection. They'll even ship free samples right to your door. No matter how many windows you have, installation is one low cost, and every purchase is backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday sale now. Get up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.